and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 409. How are we all doing? We're up to the eyes, aren't
we? Refresh.
Refresh. Refresh. No, you don't need to on this one, surely.
No, but they're all saying refresh.
Well, do it anyway.
Yeah, do it anyway.
Do it anyway, just in case. Just in case it starts playing with young Jonathan's mind, poor
boy. And Sarah's mind.
Right, I'm in. Oh, hang on. I need to refresh the chat. Yay! Wow, lots of chat. Oh, Simon, congratulations. Simon, first in. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Alex. Hello, Jonathan. Jonathan loves the new player. So much prettier than the last one. It's the best we could do yesterday, Jonathan. Although this one was playing with Mike's mind. Mike thought the play button was new.
There was an alternative to yesterday.
What's that?
Yeah.
What, not having a show at
not
all?
Not having a show at all, yeah.
We can't break our run. We're 409 days in. We can't break our run. Jonathan actually said on day 400, here's to the next 400. Way it's going, I can understand.
Yeah, but
that.
Yesterday I was editing the subject of the email, and instead of changing 407 to 408, I left the 7 in, so it was day 4078.
Which, yeah, happens to the best of us.
And I'll
did
leave
that.
Johnny to work out when that is.
What do you think it'll be in our lifetime? We're like two skeletons sat here broadcasting.
When I were a lad.
Exactly. Oh, my
God. Did this marooned.
Right. Oh, Sarah was so close. You were. Simon must be looking at something different. Well, it could happen. Refresh. Hello, Renee. CQ, Deb. Who else have we got? Hello, Kim. So, how have we all been? What have we been up to? Have I been busy? I didn't get to bed till 8:30 in the morning. Oh, that DVD thing last night. Oh, I need to lie down. It's not good. It is actually one unholy mess. But in the end, guess what? Got my DVD ripped. I can't tell you. Well, I can. Do you remember me mentioning last night an app called Rip It? It's like a frog, isn't it? Rip It. I remember in the day it was great. It just used to work, like I said to you. So there I am trying everything else, not working. No, not working. So I need to try the one that Anthony mentioned, but last night was not the time for new software on top of new hardware, on top of old hardware, trying to make it work with new hardware. You will see all of this on Friday night in the week at MacBytes headquarters. But the short version is, actually found a place to download this Rip It, which I'm thinking, how much was this in the day? I think it was supposed to be £25. Let's try download Rip It. But I remembered why I hadn't paid for it. No, I didn't rip it off. See what I did there? No, I didn't rip it off. It was part of a bundle. So I went into my 1Password. Oh, there's so much interesting goes on in 1Password. And it was part of a bundle. Let's have a look which bundle it was. Rip it. It was part of the Mac Heist bundle. Now, I wonder which Mac Heist bundle it was. But it was from a company called The Little App Factory. And I don't think it's there anymore. Oh, I was gutted. Because do you know what? It still works. Even on Biggles. I Biggles'd it. I put it on my laptop. There's a reason for that involving a cable and the length of it. But unfortunately, the homepage isn't there anymore. So I was gutted. And if I was going to recommend it, that wouldn't be good either, because you wouldn't be able to download it. Well, you could download it. You could download it through Mac Update, but you would only get 10 rips because you wouldn't be able to actually purchase it. Oh, I was gutted because it still works. It does everything. It makes an exact copy of the DVD in a DMG format, and it allows you to rip the content to the granular level of, do you want this advert? Do you want this interview? And do you want the main feature? Oh, it was just so good. And now it's gone. Right, let's have a look. What have you all done to me? Oh, Line of Duty watching. Our buddy Steve went from driving a Ford in the first season to driving a Volvo in the second. Must have been a pay rise. I think you'll find keep your eye on that car, Kim. I think you'll find it's a work car. I don't think it's his. But don't quote me on that. I think it's a work car. You don't have the permission to ask Canva for Charity Pro. Oh, that's unfortunate. You need to get the charity to do that. Fingers crossed. Oh, Kim got another shot today. Went to Costco and picked up some meds. That's out. Costco is out visiting places. No, I've not been out. No. Mike was out. Mike had a socially distanced chat. You have to ask him about his socially distanced chat. I've been very lucky, you know. We're coming up to 17 months of good health in terms of not even a sniffle. Whereas in the last 5 years prior to that, so from Christmas 2019, going back 5 years, which was the Christmas Mum died, every Christmas I was ill. Every Christmas. But I think it was taking the host and doing Eucharistic duty. Because obviously, when you think now that safety's 2 metres, don't get near anybody, we were actually handing out the host and the wine and people were coming up to you. Oh, in my comfort zone. No. So I'm thinking this not going out business. In the last 17 months, I would probably have had like a scratchy throat or a runny nose for probably about 2 months to 2.5 months out of that time, which means I can't do my job properly because I need to be able to speak. So it's worked out quite nicely. So the thought of going out, it's not actually that appealing. If I could go somewhere in my little bubble, that would work for me. Oh, we'll just have to see. Luckily, I've never needed allergy shots. Do we actually have that kind of thing here? If in the UK, do we still have that? Do we have that? I don't know many people, but that could just be me. Here, the MIT is saying 6 foot is not enough for small spaces. Well, 6 foot in centimetres? 30 times 6. 180 centimetres, Renee. That was done fast, wasn't it? There's 30 centimetres to 12 inches, which is 1 foot. So 1.8 metres. It's 8 inches short of 2 metres, Kim. But 2 metres outside is one thing, but inside... And we've got things running here. I don't know if you're all aware of this. We've got pilot programs running. So in fact, it could still be going on because it usually finishes the first week in May. Let me have a look at the snooker. The snooker in Sheffield. When's the live final? Well, it's still on at the moment. So in Sheffield, which is, how do we describe where Sheffield is? Yorkshire way. Not too far, bit further south than Pete. And so it's to the right of the national, the Peak District National Park. And it's the home of the World Snooker Final at the Crucible Theatre, which is temporarily closed, but at the moment it's open. It's got 1,000 seats inside it, and it's where the World Snooker Championships are held. And they've got this thing going on where they're allowing people in. They're doing temperature checks and tests. And it's one of the events that they are using as a test to see, you know, what the increase in infection rates would be. And at the moment, zero. So I think they do have almost 1,000 people in there. And this tournament goes on for about 2 weeks. It usually finishes bank holiday weekend, which is this weekend. Oh, we get an extra day's holiday. Renee saw them at the snooker. There you go. So it's working out quite well, apparently. There was also 8,000 people at the cup final last weekend. That's the tin pot. It's not the proper one, not the FA Cup. It's the League Cup. And they had 8,000 people. Now, 8,000 people in a stadium that holds 100,000. They could socially distance themselves to death, couldn't they? And again, apparently that worked okay. Nobody got infected. But what's going to happen is you're going to have like little outbreaks, aren't you? I did check our stats, our local stats in the Greater Manchester area, which we discussed ages ago, that there's Manchester, which is where young Jonathan is. Night, Jonathan. And then there's Greater Manchester, where we live. So Greater Manchester is a huge area with sub areas inside it. So we're Trafford. And I went and had a look. Guess what? Our infection rates have shot up 17% in the last week. This is what happens when you let them out to have their hair done. I can't see the importance myself of having your hair done, your nails done, but whatever. So yeah, 17% over last week. I don't think we've actually got a grip on this yet. So more people are going to die. But have you heard what Boris is allegedly to have said? This wasn't now. It was in relation to another lockdown. And in a private meeting, he is alleged to have said the equivalent of, oh, let them out and let the bodies pile up. Not going down very well, isn't that advice? Coming on top of the fact that his refurbishment has cost an arm, a leg and three kidneys, poor Boris is on the ropes at the moment. So I'm presuming Simon's enjoying this immensely. Immensely. Seeing Boris squirm. But the thing is, when he speaks, because there was another classic last week, I don't know if you saw this. You know our local elections where we've applied for a postal vote? There's also the mayoral elections going on. So a big area like Greater Manchester has its own mayor, Andy Burnham. This was the guy who stood up to the government last year and said, you're not putting us into a tier three lockdown. Obviously, we went into a tier three lockdown, but he did hold out for like 2 weeks. So it's the election for that. So Boris goes on the campaign trail for the Conservative candidate for the West of England. So I think this is a legitimate question. He gets interviewed. And I don't know if the interviewer had been tipped off or he just knows Boris. But he asked him a question. Now, do you think this question is legitimate? They said to him, and who is the candidate? Who is the Conservative candidate for the mayoral election? He did not know the answer, but oh, good grief, did he waffle on. This is very important. And when he'd finished waffling, the guy said, and can you name the Conservative candidate for the post? And he started again. No, he couldn't. No was the short version. But oh, good grief, it was agonising to watch. Oh, Kim's going back into phase two. Oh, no. Now, you've had various field lab experiments, Renee has. King's Day was a mess, though. Lots and lots of people together and at parties. That's not good. You know, when it was your wife's birthday and it's like a distance thing, and then you've got people just going to random parties. It's infuriating. It's so infuriating. Even in a fit of rage, that's a horrific thing to have said. Can't imagine anyone saying that, even under duress. Well, Simon, I do think he's damned if he doesn't, damned if he doesn't, to be honest. I can imagine him getting into a state where he's thinking. He's asked people to do something simple way back last year. Stay in the house. Now, at first it was 3 weeks, but I think we all knew 3 weeks wasn't going to do it. So we were looking at somewhere between 6 to 12. If he'd have said at the very beginning, if he'd have grown a pair and said, right, for 3 months, 12 weeks, you can't leave the house. No one, unless you are a key worker, can leave the house. We might just have cracked this. But it was all this hedging of bets. He doesn't seem to want to take the tough decisions, doesn't Boris? So I can imagine that he was in a bit of a hissy fit, right? Where, I mean, the same thing happened this year about the schools. If you remember, the week between Christmas and New Year, just before the children went back, it was, we need to close the schools. Boris, you need to close the schools. Close the schools. They'd not been closed 2 weeks before the papers started again. The children need to go back to school. Look at the poor little children. And I'm thinking, you know, give the guy a break. Either you want the schools closed and that's the right thing to do, or the schools should be open and that's the right thing to do. But don't tell him to close them and then open them and close them and open them, because it's giving people like, it's putting him in an awkward position. So I can imagine that he felt, you told me to do this, so I did. And then you told me to do that, so I did. And now you want me to do something else, make your minds up. But he's still like, what's the last thing you would say and want to be quoted on? Pretty much that. Let them die. It's like, let them eat cake. Let them die. Only Boris. Only Boris. But do you know, will he get away with it? Well, I have heard worse. I know that's bad, but I'm thinking back to Donald Trump and the grab them by the don't go there. And he got away with it. So whereas many moons ago, do you remember like the Night of the Long Knives? Oh, who was that? I can see his face. Tory guy, I think, where they all disappeared overnight. And there was also things like where the government minister for something took responsibility. So many, many years ago, I think it was 1982, there was a break-in at Buckingham Palace when the Queen was in residence. So this, and he wasn't like a terrorist, thank the Lord. He was just some drunken guy who broke into the palace. So you've seen the palace. That's good going, that. And I think there's about 500 and odd rooms in the palace. And he managed to find his way to the Queen's bedroom. And he sat on the edge of the Queen's bed. And she amazingly managed to talk him down. I think she said she'd get him some cigarettes. So she calls like one of the servants to get some cigarettes. And when they came in with the cigarettes, there's this guy sat on the edge of a bed who'd broken in. Right, why is all this irrelevant? Well, that was the first time that the minister responsible, so I'm imagining that would be the Home Secretary, refused to resign over it. So up to that point, the minister took responsibility. But nobody seems to want to take responsibility for anything at the moment. So yeah, that was a classic one, that. We have a president that's wearing masks in Zoom meetings. Oh dear. Does he think he can transmit Kim? This is the same president though who did fall up all those steps, didn't it? Oh, Kim says even in America the same Boris is on the ropes. Oh, where's the girl? Lola! Lola! Come on, back up, got a treat. Tripstick. Oh, mummy, let me have that. Oh, she's a lucky girl. I'm not, stinks. Does Boris squirm and how can he tell? When he starts blustering. That's when he doesn't know the answer. Mind you, you're right. That happens quite a lot. So it's very difficult to tell. I'm not sure about the mask in the Zoom meetings. That's idiotic. Oh dear. Renee couldn't even invite the in-laws to celebrate the daughter's birthday. And those nitwits, that's what I mean. It's infuriating. We know somebody who's, in fact, there's more than one, I think it's about three or four now, whose children have had children of their own during lockdown. And they've seen them through windows and they've seen pictures. But in a year, they've missed the first year of that child's life, which is shocking, isn't it? And then you've got people going out. The bit that gets me, partying is like, I can understand people wanting to party. The bit that gets me is when they're protesting about something. That is infuriating. Lola! Oh, the tripe stick. Finish the tripe stick and then Daddy will give me those. Oh, wow. Now, what have we got in here? These are Kim-approved dentist sticks. We've got three red and two brown, which means we get the red one. Give me a paw. Go on. Good girl. Oh. Right. I'm heading off this way, Daddy. You might want to keep an eye on me. She walks off so slowly. And Mike's watching her like, don't go too
far. She's in the doorway.
She's on the landing. Right. So let's all right. Even with his this is Simon. Even his family and strategist advisory, not to mention his own 65-mile bike ride, goes contrary to thinking he took it seriously himself. Well, he didn't, did he? I mean, that bike ride was like, really? And before we get to the Dominic Cummings fiasco. Oh, Simon thinks he's on his way out. Incompetent, a liar, and now spouting Nazi-like rantings, wishing his own people dead. But that's just par for the course, isn't it, Simon? I mean, are you surprised? Because I'm not. I think even if Margaret Thatcher had said that, I'd have been surprised. But I'm not surprised with Boris. I'm not. And if he went, given that we've got a fixed-term Parliament Act, who would take over? Would it be Michael Gove? Oh, dear. Is Michael Gove possibly the only person that's worse than Boris? Or do they have a whole range of them? I don't know. We will see. Some of the nitwits get away with it. That's the problem. They're getting away with it far too much. Did he have a virus on his PC, hence the mask? I don't think he's quite got the mask business. I don't. And doesn't he have that dog to protect him, the one that keeps biting everybody? Where's that up to at the moment? Doggate. As I heard it, this dog went from wherever it lived over to the White House with it with its brethren. There were two dogs. And this particular dog didn't seem to like security and kept biting the security people. So it went away for training. And when it returned, it started biting people again. I mean, a dog does that when it's afraid or when it's protecting somebody. So clearly that dog is a little bit on the insecure side. And I'm not sure keep dragging it back to the White House is necessarily a good idea. What's happened since then, Kim, after the second incident? Do you know, I feel so sorry for the dog. Over here, they'd be in a kind of thing of, do we have to put this dog down? I mean, it's not the dog, it's the people. But if the dog's nervy, then that's why the dog's biting. And it must be terrifying to go from like wherever they lived before with like lots of grounds to this place where people are walking around in, head to toe in black with glasses on, saying, you know, security basically. And they've probably got armed guards there as well. And the dog's a bit on the nervous side. I'm not surprised. Maybe you should have thought of that. Poor dogs. His day of judgment is just round the corner. Good grief, Simon. There used to be a guy that went to Old Trafford. Do you remember him, Mike? The one with the sign. Old guy. Yeah. What did it say on it?
The end of the world is nigh, or yeah, something like that.
Literally had a placard, massive placard thing. And he would just walk up and down Warwick Road, which is right outside Old Trafford, going, the end is nigh. And he was there for years and then suddenly he disappeared. So maybe it was. But just not for the rest of us. Yes, it feels like that. Might not be long then, Simon. Clearly, we're heading into a summer of discontent. But do you know what? Once they get to their summer jollies, it'll probably all die down. Because who wants to, you know, say, well, we'll give up our summer jollies so we can sit here and pick holes in what Boris is doing? Nope, they'd rather have their jollies. Renee tries not to get mad about it, just minding your own business. Well, you know, Renee, you are safe. The family is safe. That's all that matters. You can do the Zoom things, can't you? And yes, you look at other people and you do get annoyed. I get annoyed. But then I think, you know what? They're only killing themselves. They're not killing me. So that's fine. Sooner they get out and get on with it, the better. Oh, hang on. Do I sound like Boris? Poor Boris. Now you see, Simon, it's easily done, isn't it? You can't cure stupid. If people think it's worth risking their lives to go out and have a party, go out and have a drink, go out and have their nails done, what can you do about it? You cannot educate those kind of people. If that's their mentality, how do you change their mind? Apart from the fact of, oh, Tony's in. Hello, Tony. We missed you too. Good to have you back. And you know, I just don't think you can do anything with them. I don't think you could even sort of... It makes me wonder if they got any kind of education. It's that bad. These people are just... Oh, really? What can you do? Right. Not looking good, though. He bought it all, that Pizzagate stuff. That was clearly twaddle. Ah, twaddle. There's a word that's greatly underused in relation to politics. Twaddle. He went home for more training than he bit somebody else. Poor dog. Is the other dog all right? And what happens when the bitey dog goes for training? What happens to the other dog? Because I thought they were... One of them's older than the other, I think, isn't it? And the second dog was acquired to keep the first dog company. So does the first dog go for training? Or is he not biting anybody so he can stay where he is? You see, these are the important things in politics. What's the dog up to? Oh... I will go and have a look at Tracy's messages in Slack about the wallpaper. Definitely need to do that. The Bidens didn't train their dogs very well from the get-go. Was this dog a puppy, though? As I heard it, it was a rescue dog. And you never know with rescue dogs. I mean, I think you'd have to start from a position of, I'm going to have to train the dog because I don't know what is in the dog's mind right now. I mean, we've been very lucky with Lola, haven't we? I mean, she you say, like, come here, and she does. This is new to us. Because Mayer had a mind of his own. He wasn't trained. How would you define it, Mike? I mean, if you really desperately needed him, he would come, but he would know the difference between you just saying, I want you to sit there when he wants to sit somewhere else. He was very, very stubborn. But I mean, he would never bite anybody. No way would he ever bite anybody. And we never had to sort of say, you know, well, on the one occasion, there was one occasion Dad had him, wasn't there? And I said, do not let him off the lead. We were at a car boot in the middle of a field in Cheshire. So I said, you know, obviously don't let him off the lead. Don't get into any trouble. Dad said, no, I'll walk him around here. It'd be great. So off they went. This woman comes up to him and says, oh, what a lovely dog. You know, is that a Samoyed? She gets closer and Dad had him on like a long lead. And instead of reeling him in, you know, this woman's getting really excited. Look, oh, what a beautiful dog. I used to have a Samoyed. Da, 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 da. Luckily, she knew the breed. So she's getting giddy, which giddied Mayer, and Mayer jumped up and flattened her. He jumped up, not in a nasty way, just to put his paws on her shoulder and lick her face, because that was what he did. So there's she in this pile of mud on the floor, and me looking from a distance going, oh my God, I'm going to have to dust the insurance off. So I dashes over. She's laughing fit to bust with, oh, isn't he lovely? And then she's in the mud with him, rolling around in the mud. And I'm thinking, this woman must be in her 50s. Oh dear, make this stop. But no, she loved him. But yeah, he wasn't a bad dog, but he was very stubborn. But I would imagine, you know, if you're going to take a dog off to the White House, you probably need to give it a tour first. And maybe get the what's that guy called? The dog whisperer. Oh, is it, what's his name? I can see his face. Is it Romero? Something like that. The dog whisperer fella. Maybe they could get him in. As long as he's masked up on his Zoom calls, obviously.
Milan somebody, wasn't it? Cesar Millan.
Cesar Millan, that's the fella. Cesar Millan. A great name, that. I think I've only seen like one or two episodes of that. We had a lady who did it here, Victoria Stilwell. And what was her thing? It's me or the dog.
Yeah.
It's me or the dog. Loving that, Renee. Oh, this quote about enough of describing Boris. Yes, that. Oh, dear. What's this? One of the ridiculous QAnon conspiracies. I don't think I even read those. Tony's been rushed off his feet. Oh, earliest night home so far. Excellent. Glad that you're with us. German Shepherds need very good training. The thing is, you know, I think everyone's perception of a German Shepherd is they are eminently trainable. Because 99% of our police dogs in the UK, not sniffer dogs, but police dogs, not cadaver dogs either, but police dogs, they're German Shepherds. So they must be trainable. I know there are German Shepherds on the police force who are forced to retire. But, you know, in their defence, we've had police dogs here killed in the line of duty. Absolute horrific injuries where someone's taken a knife to the dog and the dog wouldn't let go anyway. So they got arrested, but the dog's in a bit of a bad state. So they must be trainable. They must be. The cadaver dogs are just amazing. And the drugs dogs. Do you remember when they had drug dogs at Old Trafford?
Mm.
So there you are trying to get into a football match and you've got to be given the once over by the drug dog. So honestly, outside Old Trafford, if you've never been to a football match in the UK, and you probably think like, well, you rock up with your ticket and you walk in. No, you're used to. But the last time we went, there was security on the gates. There are male security and there are female security. You actually have to be patted down. So I was stood there thinking, this is going to be interesting, because every single woman in front of me had jeans on. I don't wear jeans, trousers or anything else like that. I have a skirt. And I'm thinking, I don't know how we're going to do the patting down of the legs here. And I'm watching, thinking, maybe this isn't such a good idea of mine. You know what I'm like with my, you're in my comfort zone. Mike had his pat down and he came across and he was thinking exactly like me. If they touch her, this is not going to end well. But you know, you do need to be patted down. They didn't bother with the legs with me, amazingly, because I had a skirt on. Which, you know, if you want to get a bomb into Old Trafford, clearly that's the way then. Just slip it under a skirt, because they don't like ladies in skirts. But then, as we're stood there in the queue, up comes the sniffer dog. So the sniffer dogs are actually coming right up to you and sniffing. So if you've got a dog allergy, that's just tough by the look of it. It's not good. Oh, Tony missed us more. No, we missed you more. Barbara Woodhouse, I remember her. She was terrifying, wasn't she? She'd been a good Prime Minister. She'd have stood no nonsense from Boris. Oh, long hot showers for the back. That's a good idea. I'm quite fortunate with my back, but I do have dodgy kidneys. So every now and then I would get a pain in the kidney. Was Barbara Woodhouse the crazy censorship woman? No, no, you're thinking of White House, Mary White House. They all have houses, obviously, but this one was a White House, not a Woodhouse. Mary White House. Mind you, do you know, if she could see the programmes that were on today, it would be worth digging her up just so she could watch them. I'm thinking that Naked Attraction. I mean, she didn't like two people holding hands from memory. Naked Attraction. She'd have a heart attack on the spot, telling you. German Shepherds are very loyal, pretty easy to train, but you've got to be on top of it. Oh, Kim grew up with German Shepherds. She was gentle as could be, but she wouldn't let visitors out of the car until we told her to get off the car. This is sounding like Mayer. But Mayer was just over-friendly. He wasn't vicious. What was weird was, anybody coming up the path who was a guy was petrified. So Mayer's in the front room, stood on a chair, salivating all over the window. And all these guys coming up the path could see was like, oh my God, it's a white wolf and it's foaming at the mouth. Any woman coming up the path was, oh, look at the cute doggy. Thinking, men and women are seeing different things here. But he was just over-effusive. He loved everybody, until proved otherwise. I would say Lola's a bit more laid back than that, isn't she? She might like you, she might not, but she's being a diva. I tell you what, girl and boy dogs, totally different. Totally different, even in the same breed. She's quite standoffish with people. She will let you bow down to her, and if she deems you worthy, then she might just lick your hand. But, you know, you might have to wait for that while she thinks about it. She's a real girl. Oh, Renee's neighbour's got a German Shepherd and does police canine training. Animals like a soldier, so obedient. Maybe he could get out of the country, Renee, by going to train Biden's dog. And I would love to see the email they get about these dogs. I can imagine Victoria Stilwell and Cesar Millan thinking, oh, this would be good for my career if I could get this dog trained. Do you know, and I bet they could. It'd be interesting to see what happens. Oh, maybe I could donate a kidney and that's half the pain. Well, that might even be 25% of an iPad, Renee. If I sold it on, you never know. She probably did have a stroke. Well, if she was watching TV in the late 90s to now, I think she would have done. Oh, Tony's losing audio. I don't think it's our end. Our end rock solid here. Are you monitoring, Mike?
I was. I'm not now.
Yes, I could hear an echo. Refresh, Tony. Renee, it must be your ears. Oh, loving that. Kiva picks her people as well. It could be a girl dog thing, that. You reckon? She's very, very picky, is Lola. But if she likes you, then she likes you. But she's picky. Loving the chat here. So what else did we get on to today? What were we doing in the night? Oh, it was Scrivener in the night. We were doing magic with Scrivener Compile. Because I needed... I'm not sure if this is the kind of compile tricks that your average person wants from Scrivener. But we needed to have it where, depending on what type of scrivening it was, the text was black in Scrivener, but it was green when you exported it. I know you're wondering, aren't you? But it worked. So I've gone down from having 3 exports. I went up to 4. And then down to 2, and I've managed to get the 2 compiles to do exactly what I want. And now we've got green and blue and red, and it looks amazing. Oh, and green. So it does look totally amazing. You guys in the chat, never funny after explaining it. Oh, that happened a lot with me and my dad. I'd make a funny and he wouldn't get it. And it's not funny when I've explained it. But I enjoyed myself. So we were compiling last night. We were doing compile things. And then what else did we do? Oh, and now we've been doing some audio things, haven't we, Mike? So now I need to reconfigure Mike's machine to install things. So he's got a list of stuff he needs to install, and then we can configure it. And then we can get on with the actual job, because this is what it's like. Does this happen to you guys? You start off doing a job and you think, I'll just sit down and I'll do that job. And then you think, can't do that job until I've reconfigured this. So it'll be some application that you're in. Need to change the settings, update the settings, test it some more. And then I need to do. And by the time you've done all that, you think, now, what was I actually doing? Because that's what I need to do. So it was a bit of that today, overnight, actually. So I did get some sleep, but it was pretty much during the day because I just carried on and carried on. You were actually working by the time I went to bed, weren't you?
Mm.
So about 8:30-ish. So that's what we were doing. Now we needed to do some more of that testing. But I think we're almost there, aren't we?
We are.
I shouldn't say that because that's the point that it's like, ah, no, you're not. Now you need to go and configure something else. Oh, there was lots of mansplaining went on, Renee. So I was explaining to Mike what we needed. Oh, and the other thing, it's a shame young Jonathan's gone. I have a question for him. I wonder how he's doing with Biggles, the almighty Biggles. If you remember last week, Jonathan Biggles and said he hated it and he hated himself for doing it. Feels dirty. And I wanted to know how he was getting on. I had to use this Biggles machine last night. And I'm still not 100% sold on it, but I'm coping. I think the biggest thing that I look at, and you're on Biggles now, aren't you, Kim? The biggest thing that throws me is the dialogue boxes. Whenever it needs to give you like a cancel or allow, which it does like about every 47 seconds, but you get this dialogue box and on the Windows and on the Mac, Catalina and before, you've got buttons underneath and one's on the left and one's on the right. So you all instinctively go to the button because one's on the left and one's on the right. And these dialogue boxes on Biggles, the buttons are above each other. So you get the message and then you get like five buttons underneath. And I'm like, this is just like, no, it doesn't look like a dialogue box to me. So I'm stopping thinking, oh, what's this? This is clearly important. And then realising, no, it is actually just a dialogue box, but it doesn't look like a dialogue box. Ooh, Renee did the update to 11.3 today. Oh, is that out at the moment? The last time I did an update, I think it said there wasn't an update. So let me have a look and see if there's an update today. Checking for updates. Because if there is, I might as well do it. You know, on top of everything else I've got to do, might as well do the update. That looks hopeful, actually, because it says checking for updates. Yes, it's got it. So if I click the more info, it's going to install support for AirTags, iPhone and iPad app improvements. Macs with M1 introduce separate skin tone variations for emojis with couples and add more diverse voice options for Siri. Siri will be thrilled. Not. Shall we do that then? Shall we actually do that? There's a whole raft of stuff they've done there. So, okay, I'll do that. But isn't going to make it look any better, is it? Let's be honest. It looks like it looks and we're stuck with it. Teletubby land. Rounded corners. Rounded corners on a square screen is just like, really? Why? But they've done it anyway, so never mind. It takes 20 minutes. I did do the update to Catalina the other day. And I did that just before I went to bed. That was not a good idea. I think it took about half an hour. But this is downloading 6 gig to do this update. So it's going to take its sweet time to do that, isn't it? It probably downloads at about a gig every 40 seconds, something like that. So not that long. Ooh, Renee installed default folder, but can't get used to it yet. I'm going to cover default folder in the Finder series. So the plan with the Finder series is to do all the stuff in the Finder. So we did start that last week. We'll either finish that this week or that'll be 2 weeks. I don't know. I haven't looked at that yet. But we'll finish all the stuff that you can do with the Finder itself. Then we're moving on to Pathfinder, then Forklift, and then all of the utilities that I use. And default folder is one of them, but default folder is amazing. It is amazing. It's not very obvious how it can help you, to be honest. You think, oh, it's got that. That's cool. But when you see it in terms of a workflow, you will. You will. So I think actually I had default folder as the first little app, you know, in terms of Pathfinder as a full application. Forklift is a full application. They are Finder replacements, but the other stuff are smaller applications that enhance the Finder. And I think default folder is going to be top of my list. From memory, I think there was about 5 or 6. And then I thought we'd branch out into things like drop shelf, yoink, and drop over, which all do basically the same job, but in fractionally different ways, that it's worth your while to look at them. So I'll probably do those in one show, all three of them in one show. But it's like when I'm setting up a new machine and look at the Finder, it's like, this is shocking because I have it enhanced with so many other applications. Default folder's probably the one. Couldn't work without default folder. Put it like this. If I update it, it doesn't automatically restart. I'm like, well, what's wrong with this Mac? It's not working. And then I think, hang on, did you rerun default folder? So honestly, Renee, you will love it. Yoink. Yes, Simon, but with a K. Yoink, but with a K. Yoink has been around, I think it's just had its 10th anniversary. If you remember when Lion came in and Apple introduced the full screen option, people were having a problem with it. They wanted to use the full screen, but they had a need to drag and drop files from somewhere. So if you imagine you've got your files on the desktop, if you go into an app full screen, you've got to come out of full screen to make the app smaller so you can drag and drop the images or whatever files it is on the desktop or from anywhere else into your application. Because at full screen, you're only looking at one app. So the first one out of the gate was Yoink. And what it did was give you a float-over shelf. I think the default is docked to the left-hand side of your Mac. And as you pick up an image or any other file, this shelf appears and you can drag and drop the item to the shelf. And the beauty of that is when you go into your app full screen, this shelf hovers over the full screen app. So you can then take the files out of Yoink one at a time and put them where you want. That was the first one out the door. And then the second one was DropShelf, which you probably see me using. That gives you individual little shelves around the edge of your screen. So you can have them top, bottom, left and right. It just depends where you want to put them. I tend to put them at the bottom. And again, it does exactly what Yoink does. You can put one or more files in it. And when you're in a full screen app or you have your apps, what I call semi-full screen, they're full screen, but they're not actually full screen. They're full screen, but I can see the menu. Then you can use these shelves to drag and drop the files where you want them from. The last one to the party is called Dropover. They all do the same job, but they do it in different enough ways that there might be a case to have all three if you want, or at least two of them. So that is what we will be looking at. Your English is fantastic, Renee. We know what I'm like with languages. Your English is perfect. I think the phrase you were meaning was hanging on your every word, but I'm liking hanging on your lips. I think that's cool. But we have a phrase here, hanging on your every word, which means exactly the same as I think that you mean by that. Can we run over one password setup and stopping the keychain knocking it out? I guess we could. The one good thing with one password is impossible to demonstrate with your own data. For obvious reasons, but it had many years ago. Let's see if it still has. It had a demo mode, so you could just deploy demo mode and do a demo, which is just fantastic. Let me see if it's still there. Let's have a look. No, nothing there. Nothing on the mini. Security. Apple Watch. No. Accounts. No. Oh, tell me that this thing is still here because it's just too cool. Not on Watchtower. What have we got in Vaults? Nothing in Vaults. This isn't looking good. Right, always run the extension. Allow in line Safari.
Oh, Tracy's in.
Hello, Tracy.
Tracy, thank you for the document on lettuce. I've just been going through my email and catching up.
Detect new credit cards.
A guide to avoiding the lettuce crisis for Mike. She's put together a little guide to help us get started on growing our own lettuce to avoid the constant salad shortage that we both suffer.
I don't see a demo mode anymore. I'm going to have to look it up at this. That would be very difficult to demo otherwise. That it used to be a demo mode. It was fantastic. But I don't see demo mode.
I'll have you know, Tracy, when I was a kid, I used to grow my own watercress and radishes. For Christmas one year, I got some Womble radish seeds.
That's so cool.
from the next door neighbours. And the next door neighbour, who was green fingered, helped me plant them. And they grew into radishes.
Oh, too cool.
Yeah.
People are talking about demo mode, but these things are quite old. How to use demo mode? Maybe it's only on iOS. Yeah, there is a demo mode according to that in mobile. Are you talking on mobile or are you talking on the desktop version? Because that's not good if it isn't on the Mac version. Unless, of course, you mean the mobile version, in which case that will solve a problem. Right, where's my phone gone? Let's have a look. Let's see if it's still there. And why are you there? Oh, I've got a podcast I'm playing here of my own that I didn't know about. Right, 1Password demo mode. So let's find 1Password. Is it still there? Okay, Face ID to let me in. Down to settings. Then where do I go? Vaults. So I'm on to vaults. I don't see it. Well, hang on. No, let's carry through. Add a demo vault underneath all vaults. All vaults, 3 vaults. Let's go in. No. Where's the demo mode gone? Oh, no. I think I'd have to create a vault and do it from there. Yeah, there's no option anymore. Oh, that used to be fantastic. Why have they taken that away, Muppets? I'll find a way. I'll have a look at it and find a way. What was the thing I was trying to do a demo of? Oh, I know. This has been mentioned by a couple of people. Tracy was one, and I think it was Pete, the other one. Using drafts. So Tony's is 1Password on the desktop. Possibly if I create a new vault, which I could have an experiment with. So I'll put Tony down for 1Password on desktop. Right. The other thing was drafts. Drafts is the app that started life on the phone and iPad, and it's where text starts. So instead of you know, you want to send somebody a message via iMessage, don't go into iMessage and do it. You make the same mistake I did when Mike went over a bump in the road and it sent it too soon to the wrong person. So you go into drafts instead and you start typing things up in there. You don't have to copy and paste it into messages. You can just swipe from the side and say send via messages. And it'll say, who do you want this to go to? And you say who you want. And you just tap it and it's done. It's sent. It's fantastic. But the problem with trying to demonstrate drafts is you could really do with showing, setting it up from scratch, which is tricky when you've got drafts in it. And if it was 1 or 2, fair enough. I did a count. I had 1,500 in the archive and 550 in the inbox. Yeah, I know that's not good. So I needed to find a way to be able to demonstrate it. And you can't, one option would be to tag everything that's there as like pre-demo. But that wouldn't solve the problem because there's nowhere to hide them. There's nowhere to put them where they're out of the way of the demo. So I took my life in my hands with the backup options, backup and restore. And I confirmed that that does actually work because I took this leap of faith and nuked the lot. So I ended up with a pristine setup for drafts to do a demo of. So who else wants drafts? Alex wants drafts. And as I say, Tracy, I'm not sure if Tracy wanted standard drafts or whether it was actions on the desktop. And the other one was Pete. So, yes, drafts. Oh, the wallpaper pick was an example of the work of the designer Bongo's chosen, apparently. Oh, God, he needed Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. Oh, this is going to be not good. Not good. So Tony keeps getting both Keychain and 1Password competing. Sometimes a web suggestion as well. Okay. You want 1Password, you don't want the others. Because I think from memory, isn't that in the system preferences somewhere with passwords? Keychain. Hang on. Maybe that is actually under Keychain access. I don't recall actually turning it off, I must admit. But could have done. A search directory service, reset it. Nope, don't want to do that. Maybe you do it in 1Password. Let's have a look what options we've got in the Keychain. On mobile, I know you can choose, and I turn them off, so I only have 1Password. But I'm just thinking on the desktop. I don't recall doing that on the desktop. I will investigate that, but I've got it on a post-it note, so you know it's virtually done when it's on a post-it note. Oh, and Alex wants one password as well. Right, let's put that on said post-it note. Right. Catching up on here. And Tony wants drafts as well. Drafts is particularly useful. It is. It's one of those things where until it clicks, you think, what on earth would I use that for? But once it's clicked, you're like, oh, how did I live without this? I started off with it on iPhone, I think, and I think it was version 3, possibly even 2. And everyone was going wild at it. And I thought, well, it's not bad. If I want to send some messages, then I can tweet it out. I can send it to Facebook. I can send it to iMessage. But beyond that, you know, I'm not exactly thrilled. And then the Mac version came out, and that was the game changer, because it means that if I want to type up something that I'm sending via WhatsApp or whatever, something on the phone, but it's quite long, I can type it up on the Mac into Drafts and just open up Drafts on the iOS device, and boom, it's there. So I use it a lot for that. Also for quick notes. So it's actually my main inbox. If I've got something that I want to follow up on, then it goes in Drafts. Works better from a workflow perspective if you empty the inbox every day, which obviously 550. I've missed a few days. But now I've got it down to nothing again. I thought, well, I'm going to give it a try. Because this business of exporting to backup and then nuking everything, if I export data set one to a backup, which I have done, and then I start again and I've got a new data set. If I want to go back to the first data set, all I need to do is back up the second data set, nuke the lot, and then import the first data set and then carry on working with it, which is quite clever. Liking that. It didn't work when it was in beta, which was probably, I was on the beta, so I was probably trying the beta and it didn't do that. But now it does. It opens up whole new possibilities. Kim doesn't care for wallpaper. We've got very plain wallpaper here, really just for the fact of the age of the house, rather than plastering over all the cracks and whatever. You can tell there's like a couple of bumps in it in places, but it's very plain. I can't be doing with patterned wallpaper that is just like some kind of pattern. Although I do love roses. Was it Nina had that wallpaper? No, it was Pam, wasn't it? She had this wallpaper with huge roses on. They were massive. And I thought that would never work. And then I looked at it and thought, actually, it does. I like that. But no, I've never done it. Because that would mean stripping off what we've got and then wallpapering, you know, life too short. So it won't be happening. I'll just put a projector on the other wall and project something nice onto the wall and do it that way. That's definitely the best way. Will Draft do the swipe into GoodNotes? Could you swipe it to GoodNotes? Not done it myself. But as a possibility, it will. So let's add Drafts to GoodNotes. Thinking about it, that might be quite tricky because GoodNotes is more of a let's write it with a pencil thing. But somebody has requested the feature. Can we drag and drop? Can we use the new iOS drag and drop feature to take the handwritten notes, blah, blah, blah? This would need to be supported by Drafts, and we know that the developer of Drafts is aware of it already. So there's a possibility that that might be on the way. I don't know. There is a beta version of GoodNotes. I'll check if it's in that beta. I'm not too confident on that one. Let's say Drafts action GoodNotes. And do we have anything there? Using Apple Notes with Drafts, an integration guide. It works with PDF export, apparently, and it looks like it works with Apple Notes. So I wouldn't say no. Let's put it like that. I wouldn't necessarily say yes, but I wouldn't necessarily say no. There's a possibility it might. So we'll have a look at it. But even if it can't, trust me, it can do so much. It's worth it anyway. Right. Will I do iOS, 1Password on iOS as well? I'll put down both. I'll put down desktop and iOS. It would be easier with a demo account, but let me have a think about how I would actually do that. Tracy's life would be a high grade of miserable without Drafts. Oh, dear. What do you use it for? Is it to transfer things between devices, or is it to have like a library of content? Because I've been playing around with a couple of apps that give me a library of content. And I thought, if it's text-based, you know, that's perfect for drafts. But if it's image-based or whatever, then I need to think of a different solution. But drafts comes to the rescue many, many, many times. The thing that makes drafts fantastic is you have three options for getting content into drafts on the desktop. You can use a shortcey and bring up the actual drafts application, which is good as far as it goes. But by far the best way, as far as I'm concerned, is there's this fast way to do it. I think it's a quick capture. What do they actually call it? Let's have a look. Quick capture. Quick capture is to die for, because what it does is it brings up a window, and the window sits on top of all the other windows, so you can carry on working, but you've got this window that's hovering over it, so you don't have to hunt for it. You can do everything from this window. You can add text to it. You can add tags to it. You can change the format of it, so whether it's markdown or plain text. And then you can choose whether you open it and edit it inside drafts or whether you just save it to drafts. You've also got another shortcut key where whatever is on the clipboard is added to drafts and you don't see drafts at all. Those three ways of working with drafts are just to die for. Oh, yes, let's see Mike's latest production guide, Tracy. I'll tell you how he gets on with that. Tony's been using GoodNotes for all workflows since you gave the nod about it. GoodNotes is fantastic. The only reason I stopped using it about a year ago was because I was on Mojave and it was only supported on Catalina. And I needed the desktop version. At that point, I started using Notability. Notability is great when it comes to the actual writing. I would say the pen work is even better on Notability, but the page management is non-existent. So as soon as I'd gone over to Catalina, I thought, right, let me get GoodNotes back. And it was like, nah, go to GoodNotes. I'm going to stick with GoodNotes. So my only problem is if the operating system needs updating, and then I don't update it, and then I can't use the very, very, very latest version of GoodNotes. But GoodNotes is where I've got loads of stuff in GoodNotes. It's when I need to draw or write or quickly take notes, I will put those notes somewhere else. They are what I would term fleeting notes, which will all be explained when we look at how to take smart notes, the book. And now I'm on to my fourth pass with the book. Probably about ready to do it. Is Drafts iOS only? No, it's not. It's available for the desktop as well. There is no web version, so it's Mac desktop and iOS devices. So Tracy uses it for transfer, library, quick notes and a brain dump. It's great for all of those. I mean, you could actually put some stuff in there that's like to-do items in one of the notes. And then you could use an action to get those to-do items from drafts straight into OmniFocus or straight into Things, straight into Todoist. It is amazing. It is where tech starts. It's where your brain thinking starts. And then you take it wherever you need it. Ooh, Tony has a library of content, plans, PDFs, handwritten notes, order book, customer inquiries, the whole lot. It's all there. Did we ever cover GoodNotes? I can't remember if we did, Mike.
Not have a look. From memory.
If we did, it was a long, long, long time ago. So it might be time to revisit when they release the release version of this beta that I'm on. Because there's a whole new level of feature in there that Tony might quite like. You could use a planter as well. I can just imagine our garden full of planter pots sprouting lettuce. I can actually imagine that, scarily enough. So Mike and I are going to head off now and go carry on beating our head on the brick wall that was audio production, wasn't it? We're trying to put a new audio production thing in place. So you see how keen Mike sounded then?
I'm reading this.
Unbridled enthusiasm. Note that. Audio's not his thing. But it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'll be gentle with him. I will. And we, of course, will see you tomorrow. And, of course, tomorrow is Thursday. How did it get to be Wednesday? But tomorrow's Thursday, which means it's the eve of Two Show Friday. So Jonathan will be really happy. And if there's anything that comes up and you want to cover on Friday, let me know. Any questions? Ping them in there. So Tony's saying, that's why I got it read between the lines of what I said. Yes, There's some shiny new features coming, which are particularly grand. But I've probably not done it in terms of how you would get. So if you've got like client stuff in there, where maybe you're like measuring up or something like that, you can actually have templates. So it's basically like filling a form in, but with a pen. It is amazing. It's amazing. I will add it to the list. It's going on the same sheet as the one password and drafts. So we'll put in good notes. I think I had it planned for a related to Affinity Publisher thing. So leave that with me while I ponder it. Oh, have you sent the theme?
No.
You send the theme to Brooklands and then we can do the theme in here because it's a good one.
Right.
Are you doing the first thing like we said?
Yes.
And are you going to do that on here?
In the chat?
Yes.
Right. I'll just make sure I put it in the right WhatsApp group first.
Yeah, don't send it to your mother.
No.
Not even funny.
Right. There you go.
Right. So you're going to put exactly the same in here?
I've just done it.
Right. OK, let me have a look. Naked gardening. You're wondering, aren't you?
Right. Give it 30 seconds for Kath to reply.
There is a reason it's naked gardening. Shall I just wrap it up here, Mike?
Nina's already posted. So
what she put?
She's put a like, oh my God, type sticker. Right, there right. You go. I've posted the real one. Now.
Right. It is Naked Gardening Day. It's an international day of celebration. International Naked Gardening Day. I wondered as well. Come on, put the real thing in.
I have done. Oh, I haven't done it in here. Have
no,
I?
You've not done it in here.
No.
So we're all hanging on waiting.
Right, there we go. Copy and paste some drafts.
There you go. There's an example. Yeah, there's drafts.
There's a use of drafts.
So in honour of Naked Gardening Day, it's gardens, parks and all things outdoors. World Naked Gardening Day on Saturday. You couldn't make it up, could you? But it is. So anything gardeny, parksy, outdoory, it's going to be amazing. There you go. Right, but for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.